This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This is Randy Snyder. Before we begin this week's message, just this word. During the month of December, some standalone messages from specific text about a specific purpose for the season or for the week. Christmas week. This week, we look at a Christmas text, Luke, the second chapter, the first 14 verses. The 12th verse, where the angel is speaking to the shepherds and says this, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Hence the title, Here's Your Sign. God bless you as you listen all this week to a Christmas message from Luke 2.
As much as I joke about being a fan of Willie Nelson, which I really am a fan, I really have been a fan, I know nothing, and I mean nothing about country music. I don't know who's in today. I couldn't tell you who's popular. There's a whole new generation of country singers today, and so I know little or nothing about country music. So I know little about the guy that I begin talking about today, a country singer by the name of Travis Tritt. All I know about him is he came from Marietta, Georgia. His mom wanted him to go into Christian music. He sang in Bible school, sang in his church in Marietta, Georgia, but went into country music. He's got some great quotes that are really profound. His one that I thought was just really especially intellectually deep, he said, "If you're going to sing, sing loud." That just really spoke to me. If you're going to sing, sing loud. I tell you about Travis Tritt for this reason. Before he made it big in the country music business, like many country singers, he used to play in the out-of-the-way honky-tonks, bars, and joints. And he said that many of the places that he played were actually dangerous places. He said there was often very common for fights to break out. And he said it was amazing to me, when people have been drinking, they will fight over anything. When people have been drinking, they literally will fight about or over anything. And so he said he had a custom that yet when the bar fights started getting out of hand, when the bikers were reaching for their pool cues, and the rednecks were heading to the truck to get the gun off the gun rack, he said something fascinating to me. He said, "I started playing Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright," and would sing it. He said people would stop their fighting. And sometimes they'd start crying. Of course, under the influence of alcohol as well, all the emotions are raw under the influence of alcohol. And as he said, "Isn't it interesting? It didn't matter if it was in the middle of July." He said, "I'd be sweating, singing a song. And when the fight would break out, I'd start singing Silent Night, Holy Night." Isn't it interesting, the power of a song, a Christmas carol? You know, Christmas carols are not just symbols, but they are a sign. To me, they are a sign of the Savior. And that's why it's intriguing to me, as you go out in the malls this year, you will hear very little, if any, Christmas carols. You won't hear anything. You'll hear, you know, Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed, whatever, and you will hear Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. But I challenge you, you will be hard-pressed to hear anybody singing Silent Night, Holy Night. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Because there is power. I'm convinced that's why people don't play it. There's power in people's lives when Christ is talked about, even in an indirect way, even in an offhanded way, because people intuitively, I think, know that Christmas, when you talk about Jesus, you're talking about the cross. And when you talk about the cross, you're talking about my sin. When you talk about Christ, you're talking about my need for forgiveness. All that, I think, subconsciously is running through people's minds.
Well, this standalone message called Here's Your Sign from Luke 2 continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message, any message you've heard on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.